The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
On this Tuesday morning, the day after Port Huron City Council met, joining us right now, the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Mayor Rep, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Another fairly brief agenda last night, nothing earth-shaking here.
No, there wasn't. You're right. It was a short meeting again.
Those are always nice. I did want to ask you about the change in the ordinance regarding Port Huron Housing Commission to be able to operate affordable housing programs outside city limits. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, actually, you know, the Housing Commission has been operating that way as far as the vouchers, Section 8 vouchers that they can give to people that live in, you know, obviously you get it from the federal government and live in houses in Port Huron. But there is a very tight market right now on rental houses in Port Huron, not many vacancies at all. So there are people who need homes, so this gives them the opportunity that those vouchers that they receive from the federal government, that they can place them in homes outside of the city of Port Huron.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So
it's just another way to provide housing for people that need it.
There was also a proposal from an engineering firm to inspect and facilitate canal bank armoring at the Black River Canal. That Black River Canal has, not every year, but many years, it needs a little extra work, doesn't it?
It does, unfortunately. And then Mother Nature, you never know what's going to happen with the lake and how it affects the canal there at the, up at Lake Huron. But yes, there is some work that needs to be done. And every year, of course, we have to dredge it. And this year we had to dredge it many times because of the sand filling in. So this is something that they're looking into to secure the bank. It's not. It's probably going to be just a short-term fix, but it's something that we do have to look at.
You know, the federal government is making lots of infrastructure money available. I think the state of Michigan, they said $1.3 billion will be headed here. There will be, of course, a scramble to, for each municipality, I think, to try and get their hands on some of that infrastructure money. Is that something that might help the canal? And are there other projects around the city of Port Huron, infrastructure-wise, that we could use a few extra dollars for?
Well, certainly there's always something that we could use a few extra dollars for. I mean, one of the things that was brought up last night at the meeting was the fact that, you know, we have miles of seawall in our area that's been was built back in the 70s that is going to need some major repairs in the next 10 years or so. So certainly that's something that's infrastructure that needs to be addressed in the near future, put that way. And, you know, so there's all obviously, you know, all of our sewer separation work is done, but there's always street work that has to be done. I mean, that's ongoing because they only last for so long. So certainly we want to get our hands on any kind of money that we can to help us with that.
Absolutely. This might be a good time to do that with all that federal money becoming available.
You're absolutely right.
All right. Pauline, always appreciate the update. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And I guess, I'm not, when's the, do you meet again before Thanksgiving?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So we meet that Monday of Thanksgiving week.
And we'll hold my happy Thanksgiving until then.
Yes, we can talk about Thanksgiving then.
Sounds good. Pauline, I appreciate it. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.